Today is March 5th, 2015. My name is Steven Nicholson, and you are listening to Reflections, Taking a Step into the Past. My guest today is a student from Pierce College. His name is Emmanuel Arias, and is currently undecided about his major, but is looking into it. He was born in 1995, and is 19 years of age, born in Northridge, California, and raised in Pacoima. So, Manny, how's your day going?
It's going pretty good so far. One of my average days that I go through.
That's good. Jumping right into this, how was life as a teen?
My life as a teen was pretty much filled with difficulty and a lot of change, because when you're a teenager, when I was a teenager, I went through a lot of stuff, as in school-wise and then mentally-wise, because high school asked a lot of me to make a change to regular life in the future.
School-wise, how was that for you? What was the main difficulty, would you say?
School-wise, I had to say it was pretty harsh, because when I was a senior, I had 7 classes, and that was the max. And when you're a senior in my high school, you had less classes, maybe around 3 or 4. And my classes were pretty high level, because I literally went through all the classes they gave me, and they gave me harsh classes at the end, like calculus and exposition.
What was the hardest class?
I had to say calculus, because it had to do with a lot of math and a lot of calculations that I literally had to learn in a few moments.
Yeah, calculus for me was definitely quite a challenge as well. Teachers, how are they in school?
My teachers, all of them really helped me and supported me, because they understood as a teen you're pretty much getting a small taste of how life is going to be in the future. So they helped train me and ready me for when I graduate and when I leave school. And all my teachers were great.
Was this the same elementary, middle school, and through high school?
You could say that somewhat, because when I was in elementary, I was a little bit one of those hyperactive kids, somewhat getting into trouble, but I started learning from elementary and from middle school that I had to change myself to better it.
Mm-hmm. And how did that change affect you?
It really changed me a lot, because from that hyperactive kid who was always getting in trouble, I learned that that wasn't a good path for me to follow. And I had to make a change, as in change my attitude, my figure, how I spoke. And all that had to change to make me a better person.
So, as a child through teenhood years, would you say you were a bad kid or good kid, learning to be good? Who affected you, and who was your main influence on that?
I was pretty much a lost kid at first when I was a small child, because honestly, I thought life was just pretty much a game. But when I learned that what I was doing was wrong, I started becoming a more positive, happier, and more knowledgeable person.
Mm-hmm. And that happiness drove your the good in you up.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, that's for most people that happens. What about the bad side? Was anything like that?
Well, my bad side, honestly, it was somewhat harsh and unpredictable. But I wasn't too much of like an evil person, you know, doing drugs and all that stuff. I wasn't into that. I was just pretty much doing the wrong thing, as in somewhat of a bad language and misattitude.
Right. So that was teenhood years, teenager years, and a little bit of child.
Yes.
As a child. From what you remember from your childhood, how was it? How was that for you?
My childhood was pretty much eye-opening, because I come from a Hispanic background. So my family wasn't high-leveled on the scale of the society. Mm-hmm. So we had to work hard and earn an honest living.
Right. Honest living. And this honest living, was this hard to get to, or how did you maintain that?
Well, I saw firsthand from my father and my mother, who worked extremely hard to help support me and my three other siblings, which are my brother and my two sisters. And they worked hard to support us, give us a shelter, and give us our day-to-day basics of survival.
Right. And you mentioned shelter. By shelter, you mean basic household living?
Yes.
Okay. And that, as a family in a whole, how was that?
As in the house that I lived in?
Like, your family, how did they react with each other? Was everything in key order?
Well, my family lived together and we supported each other. We all understood each other where if we were having problems or something was bothering us, we would go to them, help knowledge them, and pretty much be behind them throughout the whole entire problem.
So it would be if one person is dragged down, someone would bring them up and you'd all be in a balanced order is pretty much what you're saying here?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. What was the most difficult thing that you've had to deal with in life? This could relate to childhood, in teen years, even right now.
Well, the most difficult thing that really struck me was losing my brother to a bad crowd at a young age. Because honestly, my brother was really my role model at the time. He was always great at everything. He was a smart kid, always getting A's. And when I lost him into that crowd, that was really shocking and emotional time.
Losing your brother to a crowd, what do you mean by that? He didn't pass away, is what you're saying. He got into the a bad type of crowd, is what you mean?
Those people who are always like the negative side of society, doing breaking the law, things
right.
like that.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is that he was a good kid and he got into bad things and he just learned from that and he stayed with it?
You could say that. I just thought, I don't know what he might have been thinking or anything like that, because honestly, he's really a smart person and he was always on point on everything that he did. But I know that he's probably doing well right now. He's not really doing anything really that hard, but he's just a little bit lost.
So, as of this point right now, present day, you're not aware of his whereabouts? You don't know what he's doing?
Yes, you could say that, but I have faith that he's doing the right thing.
Good, good. That's always good to have faith in. Is he? He's an older sibling?
Yes.
He is. By how much?
He's 27.
He's 27, okay. And so that's a couple years. That's quite a few.
Yes.
Good. How about the rest of your siblings, brothers or sisters?
I have an older sister. She's the second youngest from my brother. And her name is Betty. She's currently a student at CSUN. And she's another person who helps challenge me to better myself, because right now she's, you could say, the head of the pack, because she has a master's in communications. So I have to beat her at that, maybe a PhD in the future.
That's good. And communications, what does that pertain to? Does that pertain to radio or just socializing?
No, I believe her master's in communication business and administration.
Business and administration.
Yes.
Oh, and is that working well for her?
Yes, honestly. She's also, at CSUN, she's a community director and also attended on Channel Island University. And it's going pretty good for her so far, honestly.
Channel Island University.
Yes.
I've never heard of there.
It's actually in Camarillo. It's a great university. I've been on campus a few times, and it's really a beautiful campus.
Oh, that's good. Going back to the conversation at hand, accomplishment-wise, what was your greatest, and I guess in a sense, what was also your worst accomplishment? Like, what was your greatest moment in life, and what was your worst for you?
Well, I have, I believe, three great accomplishments that I have done. One of them would be, graduating from high school and being an honor roll student for 2 years. That really helped me push my positive side more up, because I see that I'm on track and I'm doing well. Another one would be graduating from the LAPD cadets, and I was class of 112, 2012, and that was really a great moment because that was really harsh training that really helped me in many ways. And one negative would probably be a small little thing in high school that I got my first fail.
Oh, yeah. The first fails are always something. How did your parents react to that?
My parents react really shocked because I was always working hard. It was actually a simple mistake of miscommunication. That was pretty much it.
Miscommunication. What do you mean by that? In the class? Or?
Yes, because I was so focused in my work, I didn't hear my teacher say, do not save your work in the computer. It was a computer class. And I didn't hear that, and I actually did save it on the hard drive. And if you do that, the hard drive would erase it automatically, and I lost all my work.
Oh, that's a hard one. Yeah, that's the same with the computers here and everything. When you were a teenager, you mentioned law enforcement. And,
yes.
How was that going?
Well, I already have 3 years of experience, and they're giving me more training. One latest training is that I am licensed in first aid now, and another specific training is my physical form. They help me train myself with a lot of training of mile runs, push-ups, sit-ups, different forms that help me be strong.
And so this physical attribute, does it also take a mental toll on oneself?
At first, as a recruit, it did because I didn't know what to expect. And it really showed me that I had to be stronger because their physical training honestly pushed you to the limits.
Right. And did this really wear you out at the time?
Yes, it did. The training really wore me out, and at some points I felt like giving up. But with support from family, friends, and from some officers that I know, they helped me see that this training isn't just wearing me down, but it's actually making me stronger, and it'll help me.
Okay, well, kind of going back a little bit in the past, law enforcement, who was your main influence, would you say? Who kind of got you into it?
My main influence would be a friend named Ruby Vasquez, who I met in biology class in high school, and she pretty much informed me about this program. At first, I was somewhat, it caught my eye, and I decided to look more into it, and that's when I made the decision that I would apply into the program.
That's good. And how is Ruby?
Currently, she's doing well. She has her own home, living by herself, but she's doing well.
That's good. Right now, you're currently in the law enforcement, correct?
Yes.
And are you a registered official police officer at this point?
No, I'm not a registered. I'm just an LAPD cadet, which are just pretty much assistants to the LAPD, but we do not work hands-on with them with, like, firearms or certain criminal acts that they do. We are just on the side learning and getting a small taste of what the real thing is.
Okay. You said learning. What would you be learning as you're watching them and working besides them?
You're learning what kind of training and other skills that they have to learn and use. And it's more focused on what they have to do, as in like some paperwork or physical training. It's more based on that.
Right, okay. Going back to teenager years, as well as a little bit into childhood, kind of getting into teenager years, you know how people ask, where do you see yourself going? Where did you see yourself going as a teenager/child?
Well, as a teenager, I didn't really have a plan. I was just going along with the classes that they gave me and other things that might happen in the future. And with this program, it helped me see that maybe I have a chance in law enforcement. So that's why I have continued in the program, having 3 years now. and maybe joining in to law enforcement in the future. Maybe a different kind of like air division or canine unit, something like that.
So I'd say criminal justice, and that relates to law enforcement. Did you ever have to take criminal justice?
Well, currently I'm taking one class in criminal justice, which is administration and justice. So that's just giving me the layout for what I'm going to have to learn.
Right. And that class, would you say it's difficult, easy, or moderate?
It's somewhat simple for me because I learned this stuff already from the academy that I went through. So it's just pretty much somewhat review with a little bit of new knowledge.
Right. And for law enforcement, you want to become a actual police officer, correct?
Maybe. Or I might join a different type of law enforcement.
And what did you have in mind for joining something near it, but not exactly it?
Maybe as a parole officer to help better people who are lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you explained your influences and who got you into law enforcement, but what got you interested in it, like helping people and all this, seeing yourself in the future? Because you had to have imagined yourself and what you'd be like going into this. And what did you see yourself doing?
I saw myself giving back to the community, helping them with any problems that they may have. As like the motto of the LAPD, protect and serve. Because my community means a lot to me because it helped raise me and gave me a lot of knowledge that I have currently today that helped me.
Right. And you know how it goes. There's always corrupt officers in the enforcement and in the industry. What's your take on that? What do you think about that?
Well, I find it somewhat... I don't agree with it. But I find it wrong and that what they're doing, but that's them making their choices. Mm-hmm. Maybe something might have happened to them and that caused them to do it.
Right. The punishment for that isn't too bad. What would you think, what would you suggest the punishment should be for corrupt officers? Because you seem like you're not ever going to be corrupt. You are a very good person, so... If you were to see another corrupt officer, what would you want their punishment to be?
Well, I wouldn't give them the death penalty. I would go something a little bit lower, maybe. I'm thinking of life in prison because what they're doing is really wrong. And they gave an oath to help and serve the community. And they broke that oath that they gave.
Mm-hmm. As a child... Also a teenager, has law enforcement only really been the main thing you've looked into, or has there been other routes of a career path or life decision that you wanted to make?
I have looked in different other things. I'm just sticking out to law enforcement right now because it's what really interests me right now, because it helps me physically, mentally, and it helps me in other common things in life. But I have looked into like engineering or computer science. And those are just small little things that I'm just, you know, just trying to figure out and stuff like that, trying them out.
Computer science and engineering. What really interests you about them? Working hands-on with the computers, or what would you say?
Yes, you could say I'm a hands-on learner. So I enjoy working with my hands and really learning visually and hands-on. So that's why I tried engineering. And it caught my eye as well. Computer science as well, because with our common age of moving on to electronics, it's probably going to be a major focus in the future.
Mm-hmm. Hands-on learning. So as a child, there are different types of learning. As an adult throughout your entire life, there are different types of learning. As time goes on, there's different ways of teaching. What would you say was the easiest type of learning for you as a child? Was it easy for you to get what was going on with hands-on, or was it mental? What did you use as a child?
As a child, I used practice and learning hands-on because that's how I pretty much learned everything. If you were to say, if you spoke something and I listened, I wouldn't really understood it. If I really did it, like wrote it down, practiced it, and practiced it some more, I would have grabbed onto it a lot better.
Yeah, I agree. Because also the practice is a really good way, because as the saying goes, practice does make perfect. But the community, in some areas, as I heard you grew up, you were raised in Pacoima, which is known to not be too great. So how was that growing up and being raised in Pacoima?
It was an average life for me because I learned from the harsh things in Pacoima. I know in some areas it's probably known as gangs and other things like that. But I actually learned from a few negative areas that they actually want the better for other people. Like a few, maybe one gang member that I actually spoke to actually literally told me, don't take the same path I did. Look at me now. I'm just barely getting by with the job that I have right now. No one's accepting me. And they just look at me as a thug. And he helped me see that what they did was wrong. And they want the generation after them to do better.
Okay, so as people made bad decisions that affected them in a negative way, and so they tried to spread that negativity in a positive way to you.
Yes.
And would that be a pretty main influence growing up?
Yes, because even though I learned from some gang members and other negative influences, they really gave me knowledge what's the right path to take.
Right. And gang members obviously couldn't have been the only influence. There had to also been friends, family, basically anyone that you can reach out to and ask questions for. Who would be the main influence growing up?
The main influence would probably have to be my family, because they always were there to support me, motivate me to be better.
Mm-hmm. And by family, out of them, who would you say really supported you the most? Your mother, father, sister, sisters, which one?
My father, Hector Sr. Arias. He really taught me everything that I know today and pretty much helped challenge myself and become better. Every time I made a mistake, he would just tell me, get back up and continue on. You learn from that mistake.
That is very inspirational. For him, to your knowledge, how was his life as growing up? Was his life the same struggles and positivity as yours? Or
actually, he lived a completely different life. He was born and raised in Mexico. And over there, it's not the same as the U.S. As a child, he had to work at a young age just to survive. And he wants us, his sons and daughters, to be different and not live that same lifestyle he had. He wants us to succeed and be successful.
Okay. And from what I've heard, there have been ups and downs for you in your life. It's kind of been like hills, basically. For the things that brought you down, what kept you motivated to keep pushing on and getting to the positive things?
It would probably have to be my friends, family, teachers. They always told me that life is filled with your positive and negatives. It's always going to want to bring you down, but you know what? You have to continue on. Because out of that negativity, there's positives that you have to reach on your own.
Right. And this motivation really helped you in life.
Yes, because I always looked back and learned from what they said. When I felt down, I just remember them being there and speaking to me, keep going.
Okay. Well, for law enforcement, how was your parents? Did they accept it?
They did accept it. They were a little bit surprised because as a teen, I was somewhat lazy and not really doing anything. And when I made this decision to join law enforcement, they were pretty surprised.
And surprised in a good way or bad way?
In a good way.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they weren't mad about it. So they're accepting now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for being on. This has been Stephen Nicholson on KPCRadio.com. Thank you for listening to Reflections, Taking a Step into the Past, and have a wonderful day.